Benvenuti, welcome back, buongiorno, buonasera, depending on when you're tuning in. Today we will go over lesson 11, lezione numero 11. I want to review something with the 10th lesson, the last lesson on the days of the week, though, real quickly, before we go on to today's lesson. With regarding the days of the week, they are not preceded normally by a definite article except to express a habitual action. So, for example, la domenica is the only feminine one. You would say, la domenica vado in chiesa. I go to church on Sundays. That expresses a habitual action. Lunedì vado a lavorare. I go to work on Mondays. So now let's get into the month of the year. Enough with the lesson number 10. And we will go on to the 11th lesson, going into the months. Gennaio, febbraio, marzo, aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio, agosto, settembre, ottobre, novembre, e dicembre. Those are the 12 months of the year. La settimana refers to the week. Il mese refers to the month. And l'anno would refer to the year. Note that the days and the months are not capitalized, and to express the date, use e, il. For example, to say it is May 5th, you would say è il 5 maggio, è il 6 maggio, it's the 6th of May, è il 7 maggio, it's the 7th of May. And you use that all along from the numbers, except for the first, which you would use primo instead of one or uno. So, for example, to say it is May 1st, you would say, è il primo maggio, o il primo giugno, è il primo luglio, it is July 1st. And for the months of the year, to express in, for example, with the months you would say, either use the a or the in. For example, if you want to say, I was born in May, you would say, sono nato in maggio, or sono nato a maggio. And if you are a female, you would have the nato would become nata. So, sono nata in maggio. And that is our lesson for today, lesson number 11, la lezione numero 11. Come back for freeitalianschool.com. On the next lesson, number 12, we will be going over the seasons. Arrivederci.